tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this hump day Wednesday, June 26, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got two events for you to put in your calendar. If you'd like the flyers, just text me. First one is going to be the first biennial debate that this radio station is going to host on Thursday, July the 11th at the Ellison Place. Doors are going to open at 4. The first congressional debate is going to begin at 5 to 6. The 107th will be from 6 to 7. The 106th from 7 to 8. And from 8 to 9, we will wrap it up with the local race, the 105th, there in Gaylord. It is absolutely free, open to the public. Anybody can come. Everybody's been invited. Involved in these races. So very simply, tell people about it. Come home from work, eat dinner, get over there at 5 o'clock. We're not charging for admission. The radio station and the candidates have covered the expenses. The Ellison Place has lowered their rate for us. We're going to have a stage. We're going to have microphones. We're going to have chairs. It's going to be a great event. So if you'd like to attend the debate, text me the word debate. 231-360-5140. Text me debate. And I will send you the flyer. It's that simple. Now another one, almost a month from today, Saturday, July 27th, a month and one day from today, the 5th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot for Your Vote is going to take place in Central Lake, Michigan. This is at Richard Davis's compound on Muckle Road. It's a great venue. Rob Cordes, the Trump Unity Bridge, will be there with music and all of his Trump gear. We're going to have speakers. We're going to have some of the best pork ever. Why? Because Ian Murphy of the Iron Pig has agreed to smoke and pull our pork and bring it over to the event for us. He's catering the pork. I'm doing the baked beans with deep, dark brown sugar, honey. We're going to have potato salad, coleslaw, Hawaiian rolls with butter, and Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. All the details are on the website, acconservatives.org. Adult ticket price is $30. Teenagers are 15. 12 and under are free. And we're going to teach the 5 to 12-year-olds how to shoot a .22, a handgun, and a rifle. Bring your youngins, your grandbabies, bring them. It's going to be a great event. Text me event or text me pig. Pig or event, I'll send you the flyer and I'll send you the website. All the details are at acconservatives.org. Read it over. Click on the yellow donation button. You'll pay our PayPal account, not yours. And then you will get an email from us acknowledging receipt of your donation. That is your ticket. So when you get the receipt from our PayPal account, simply take a picture of it with your phone or print out that email. You'll have to show it at the gate to our security people. It's going to be a great event, and we want you guys to come. So, again, the debate, text me debate. It's July 11th, Ellison Place in Gaylord. Debate will get you that flyer. Text me event or pig, and I'll send you the flyer and the website link. All you have to do is click on it, make your donations, and you're coming. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Staying in Lansing, looking at other bills that they're trying to ram through before they head home for the summer. Department of Insurance and Financial Services Fraud Investigation Unit would be better equipped to detect and deter insurance fraud. Whole package of bills, folks. House bills 51, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, and 97 passed the House with immediate effect. Penalties for those who receive $100,000 or more or make 100 fraudulent claims would be increased to a 20-year felony and a $50,000 fine. In a floor speech, State Representative Brenda Carter, a communist socialist from Pontiac, Democrat, said insurance fraud is not a victimless crime, as consumers end up paying heightened prices to make up for the lost funds. In a release, State Representative Mike Harris, Republican from Clarkston, said it's estimated $300 million a year is lost to insurance fraud annually in the United States, costing the average American $900 per year in the form of higher insurance premiums. This is a bipartisan plan. It'll protect the hard-earned dollars of homeowners, drivers, patients, and small business owners. Another package of bills, Senate bills 449 and Senate bill 450, passed in the House 104-6 with immediate effect. Custom designed wheelchairs, otherwise known as complex rehabilitation technology, will now be covered under the state of Michigan's Medicaid program. Michigan's community action agencies would be modernized to reflect how they operate. Committee testimony revealed many of these agencies are private nonprofits rather than public agencies within the county government. And the laws were needed to be adjusted for these expenses. So now if you're on Healthy Michigan Medicaid, you can get a custom-made wheelchair. Most of these are motorized and very, very expensive. Six-hour session, composing 5 hours of it being in caucus meetings, the Democrats in their room, the Republicans in their room, working on the budget. Yesterday from 10 a.m. to 4:30, well, it was basically 5 hours of caucusing and not much else. During the morning caucus, the Democrats discussed the state budget, their targets they wanted to hit, and were putting together two omnibus bills, which is expected to move today, Wednesday, or possibly tomorrow, Thursday. During the 12-hour noon lunch break, majority of their 56 members said they had all reached consensus on the budget. House Democratic spokesperson Amber McCann said consensus would be an ambitious word to use, quote, end quote. She said the caucus was presented with all the information in the morning. It hadn't been whip count yet, which means they didn't take a nose count as to who's going to support it. And she says, I've come to learn that I don't count my chickens until they hatch. However, McCann said consensus had been reached at least by the House, the Senate, and the governor's office on the school aid omnibus budget bill, House Bill 5507. A conference committee meeting on the bill was scheduled for 9:15 Wednesday morning, and then we'll head to the Senate Appropriations Room. The second general funding omnibus bill had not yet been conferenced out when reporting was done at 6 p.m. last night. McCann said she expects both budget bills will be voted on Wednesday. But she's not exactly sure what time. In the meantime, the House lengthy Tuesday agenda was mostly tabled. And McCann said the bills weren't taken up today, but will most likely be voted on Wednesday, obviously Thursday at the latest. Why? Because they're coming home. Lansing is turning into a ghost town until after Labor Day. They got to put up signs. They got to knock on doors. They got to try to influence absentee ballots that are being mailed out. I got not one text message from you people. Not one. Did you receive your absentee ballot yet? If you did, text me a Y for yes. Yes, I got my absentee ballot. If you applied for one and you haven't gotten it yet, no, I haven't gotten it, text me an N. I want to find out whether or not you've received your absentee ballot yet. They were, according to election law, supposed to have been mailed out on Saturday. So send me a text. If you've applied for an absentee ballot and you've gotten it, yes, Randy, I got it, text me a Y. If you applied for one, you haven't gotten it, text me no with an N. Got to do this unscientific poll. There's a very specific reason for it. What is it called? Absentee ballot chasing. You're running a professional campaign and you have the resources. You paid a company to find out in your district, in your area where you're running, whether or not people have gotten their absentee ballot. If they have, then the campaign sends them a mailer to get it the next day. Sometimes we're lucky enough to get them there in the same mailbox. Here's your ballot. Here's the mailer. That's ideal. They fill out their ballot. They return it. You most likely got their vote. I need to know whether or not you guys are receiving your absentee ballots that were supposed to have gone out on Saturday. Today is Wednesday. Yes, Randy, with a Y, I got it. No, Randy, with an N, I didn't. So, this is required because so many of our candidates that we have helped run for office have chosen to use this form of campaigning. Because we need to know if the ballots are received in your area, who needs to get those mailers. That's why we're doing this. Now, one other interesting little twist, some last-minute things they're ramming through, has to do with legislation. And I can't even believe this is a thing. Grocery delivery services. Wanting to make sure that the services are not being taxed twice. The Senate is preparing to pass legislation today by State Senator Jeremy Moss that aims to prevent third-party delivery services like same-day grocery delivery apps from Instacart and Shipt from paying the state sales tax twice when they work with non-major locally owned grocery stores. Currently, these delivery services are required by law to remit sales tax on any orders they process and deliver to customers and forward that money to the state. Are you kidding me? So basically what you're doing is you're charging a sales tax, something you bought, to the delivery guy, forcing the delivery guy to charge sales tax and then send it to Lansing. It's not a sale. He's providing a service. So now you're taxing services? When the heck did this go down? On June 20th, Moss said to the Senate Regulatory Affairs Committee, which he chairs, most retailers like Meijer supermarket chain can update their point-of-sale software and systems, turning off the collection of sales tax when third-party services are completing an order. But there's a lot of small retailers, like your hometown grocery store, that do not have this technology. They don't have the ability to afford a system that does it, thereby resulting in the store having to collect sales tax to the delivery person, and then also having the third-party deliverer service shopper pay an additional 6% sales tax. I didn't think we charged sales tax on food. We wanted to kind of bridge the gap between small retailers and big retailers and alleviate the double taxation that falls on the third-party delivery services. They need to update the Michigan General Sales Tax Act, and his Senate Bill 930 will exactly do that. According to reports by Stats Incorporated, more than 8.6 million downloads for the Instacart app was used in the United States. Similar apps, 3.7 million downloads for GoPuff. This is alcohol and food delivery. Additionally, Statics Incorporated projects that between 2024 and 2029, the worldwide market for grocery delivery services is going to grow in those 5 years. This year through 2029 will increase by 12%. It's going to turn into market volume share of roughly $1.38 billion in about 5 years. Well, makes sense. As older people are not able to drive anymore, good possibility they will increase. Everybody is texting me no. Tom and Karen Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing, no. Barry in Indian River, no. Randy Walker, mailman, I haven't seen any in the mail as of yet. John and Julie listening down in Bay City, they haven't gotten theirs yet either. What the heck is going on? They were supposed to have gone out Saturday. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I don't know if this is something that's being done by the county clerks, the local clerks, or the Secretary of State. But everybody's saying no so far. Now, one person has said yes. And the most important one is a mailman, Randy. Thank you, sir. Okay. Yes, Rick, Officer Rick, it's your birthday and we're getting you a chocolate cake. He keeps telling me, Randy, carrots are not cake. Whatever, Rick, whatever.